Adam? Because he's been created from Adim al-Ard. Adim means the crust of the earth. That's why his name is Adam. Created from dust. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَاب ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُن فَيَكُون. Created him from dust and said to him, be, and he was. But before Allah even blew his life into him, after Allah had just fashioned him, Allah left him for a while. And when he was in the garden, that hollow clay that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had fashioned, shaytan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bi hikmatihi al-baligha, with his perfect wisdom, allowed shaytan to observe Adam in this state. This is now the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it's in Sahih Muslim, it's an authentic hadith. So, فَجَعْلَ Iblis يُطِيفُ بِهِ. So what happened? Iblis, he went around Adam in this state. He found him to be a hollow from within. يَنْظُرُ مَا هُوَ فَلَمَّا رَآهُ أَجْوَفُ. When he found Adam to be hollow from within. مَا هُوَ فَلَمَّا رَآهُ أَجْوَفْ عَرَفَ أَنْهُ خُلِقَ خَلْقًا لَا يَتَمَالَكْ. He realized that Adam has been created a creation, a type of creation that lacks self-restraint. So this is a handicap of mankind and something that we have to work so hard to get on top of, to take a hold of, to get the better of, to restrain ourselves, to abstain from getting angry. Because as it comes in the understanding of the Sahabi of the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, لا تغضب, he said, فَإِذَا الْغَضَبُ يَجْمَعُ الشَّرَّ كُلَّهُ. He says, he understood why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after he thought long and hard, he understood why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, don't get angry. Because anger brings all evil together. I mean, what we can do when we get angry. What we can say. The things that we say. The things that we do. Wal-iyadu billah. Anger is that handicap. Is probably one of the greatest flaws that Iblis, that Shaytan plays on. When it comes to deceiving mankind. And taking him from the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, Jamaat al-Muslimin, this is something that we need to take very, very seriously. I'm going to speak about, I'm going to go straight into the ilaj. I'm going to go straight into the cure of anger and getting to grip with ourselves when we get angry. Number one, very simply, al-isti'adatu billahi min ash-shaytan. Remember, this is something that the shaytan, it's like an opening for him. Soon as we get angry, you know, he is there. And he is whispering. Because now, just by the fact that we've got angry, we've forgotten Allah. And we did that hadith a number of weeks ago. الشَّيْطَانُ جَاثِمٌ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بْنِ آدَمْ. Shaytan is perched on the heart of man. فَإِذَا ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَنَسَ. And if he remembers Allah, خَنَسَ. That's why he is. الْوَسْوَاسِلْ خَنَّاسِ. He withdraws. If the person remembers Allah, he withdraws. وَإِذَا غَفَلَ وَسْوَسَ. But if he forgets Allah, if he becomes heedless and mindless of Allah, then he whispers. And that's when he literally throws fuel on the fire of ghadab, the fire of anger. So the first one is الْإِسْتِعَاذَةُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم فإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع العليم. الله سبحانه وتعالى says, and a good deed can never equal a bad deed. A good reaction can never equal a bad reaction. Give back that which is better. So that the one in between you and them, in which there is enmity between you and them, it's like they become your bosom buddy. But nobody will attain this except for those who are patient and persevering. And nobody will attain this except those who are truly blessed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By the way, you know, sawm and sabr. You know what's the connection between sawm and sabr? As-sabru nisful iman. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that patience and perseverance is half of all faith. And in another hadith, he says, as-sawm nisful sabr. Fasting is half of all sabr. Allahu Akbar. So fasting is literally 1/8 of our entire iman. And through fasting, we'll be able to strengthen our sabr, especially at the time when we are being provoked and antagonized. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبْرُ. Nobody be able to control themselves and give back better when they are being provoked or antagonized, except those who are patient and persevering. And nobody will attain this except those who are truly blessed by Allah. And then what does he say? فَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزْغٌ. And if there comes to you a whispering of the evil whisperings of shaytan, then seek refuge in Allah. Indeed Allah, He is the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Allah hears us when we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. And Allah knows our state of weakness. He created us with that weakness. And so immediately, He protects us from that anger overtaking us. So our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he makes it very clear in this hadith. He says, "Inni la'alamu kalimatan law qalaha dhahaba anhu ma yajid. Law qala a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, law qala a'udhu billahi minash shaytan dhahaba anhu ma yajid." Rawahu al-Bukhari wa Muslim. Authentic hadith, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he saw two men were insulting each other. Two men were insulting each other. فَأَحَدُهُمَا إِحْمَرَّ وَجْهُهُ. One of them, their faces became red. وَانْتَفَخَتْ أَوْدَاجُهُ. أَوْدَاج is the عُرُوق in the neck. You know, veins, you know, sticking out. And the guy goes red in the face and the veins are just popping out in their neck. You know, ooh, this guy's on fire. There was no quat. خَفَالَكْ by quat. And so the Prophet ﷺ, when he saw this, he said, I know a word that if he had to utter it, then that which has overcome him would leave him. That anger that has now overcome him would leave him. And that is just to say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إذا غضب الرجل فقال أعوذ بالله سكن غضبه. Another hadith. Authentic hadith, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if a man gets angry, or a person, man or female, doesn't matter, a male or female, if a person gets angry and they say, A'udhu billah, they seek refuge in Allah, sakana ghadabuhu. Sakana literally means to become still. In other words, their anger will subside. Guaranteed. Guaranteed. Number two, as-sukut. Number two, as-sukut. Ya Allah, this is the most difficult. Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Especially for us men, you know. As a little drak. And for us to keep quiet. I'll never forget. It wasn't too long ago. I was on the train in Sea Point. The restaurant, the train. And so there was a youngster. He's telling me he wants to get married. So I said to my you know, just... You know, it's giving him, it's true, but you know, we always make a joke of it. I said to him, remember, whatever you do, remember, a woman has the last word in any argument. Anything a man says after that is the beginning of a new argument. So still blay is a goeie antwoord. You know, rather just keep quiet. Sukut, uskut, keep quiet. It's difficult. So another guy gets on the train and... he comes up to greet me, and I greet him, I recognize him, and exchange a few words, and I said, Uncle, please give this young man some advice. He wants to get married. So he says to him, my boy, whatever you do, make sure that you have the last word in any argument. And then, oh, komala stick. That's exactly the opposite of what I just said. So I said, what does Uncle mean? He said, my boy, make sure you have the last word in any argument. Just say, yes, dear. but you know, there's hikmah in this. As difficult as it is, keeping quiet. Our beloved Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, إِذَا غَدِبَ أَحَدُكُمْ فَلْيَسْكُتْ. If any of you become angry, then keep quiet. Because what is going to happen is we're going to say something, and then the other person is going to say something, and then we're going to say something more. You know, it reminds me of the story of... let me bring the story. I actually left it for the end, but I see our time is running out again. The story of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Abu Bakr, this is a hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anhu wa arda. Anna rajulan shatama Abu Bakr. There was a man that insulted Sayyidina Abu Bakr. Shatama Abu Bakr. Wa nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jalisun. And the Prophet was sitting there. This man is insulting Sayyidina Abu Bakr. And the Prophet ﷺ is sitting there. فَجَعْلَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ سَلَّمْ يَعْجَبْ. Like the Prophet's looking and he's like surprised and he's smiling while somebody's insulting his friend. How does this work? فَلَمَّا أَكْثَرَ رَدَّ عَلَيْهِ بَعْدَ قَوْلِهِ. And when this man, you know, after insulting Sayyidina Abu Bakr for a while, Abu Bakr, he can hear for Maunis. He gives him back some of his medicine. That's what exactly what it means. فَرَدَّ عَلَيْهِ بَعْضَ قَوْلِهِ. These insults, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu gave him some, this man gave him some of his own medicine. فَغَضِبَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. So the Prophet became angry. صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. وَقَامَ فَلَحِقَهُ أَبُو بَكْرٍ. The Prophet became angry and he stood up and he wanted to leave. So immediately the Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu went to him and said, Ya Rasulullah, كَانَ يَشْتُمُنِي. This man was insulting me. وَأَنْتَ جَالِسَ. And you were sitting. فَلَمَّا رَدَدْتُ عَلَيْهِ بَعْدَ قَوْلِهِ غَدِبْتَ وَقُمْتَ. And when I gave him back some of his own medicine, you got angry and you stood up. So our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said to him, Ya Abu Bakr, he said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَعَكَ مَلَكٌ يَرُدُّ عَلَيْكَ. He said that when he was insulting you, there was an angel that was with you, defending you. And when you gave him back some of what he was giving to you, the shaitan entered and came to sit with you. And that is why I stood up. فَلَمْ أَكُنْ لِأَقْعُدَ مَعَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Because I did not want to sit in the shaitan's presence. I did not want to sit in the shaitan's presence. صلى الله عليه وسلم. So, you know, these things, Allahu Akbar, is not something that we are aware of. Because it's min alim al-ghayb. Somebody is insulting us. Somebody is antagonizing us. Somebody is provoking us. As long as we are quiet, the angels of Allah are with us. And as soon as we engage with them, then shaitan comes into the picture. And we have lost everything that had been given to us. Because of our abstinence, because of our imsak, because of our sabr, because of our saum. And that's why when we are fasting, what's one of the most important things that we have to abstain from? فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ صَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ. So if any of you are fasting on a particular day, فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَبْ. Then let them not engage in any obscenity or vulgarity. وَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ. And if anybody insults the fasting person, أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ. Or wants to fight with him, فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي صَائِمْ. Then let them say, I am fasting. Jamaat al-Muslimin, we still got one Friday, haven't we? Inshallah, I'm going to leave the second half of this khutbah for next week, inshallah, in the ultimate, for myself, the ultimate preparation for the month of Ramadan. But I leave you with the words of the poet. He says, يُخَاتِبُنِ السَّفِيهُ بِكُلِّ قُبْحٍ. يُخَاتِبُنِ السَّفِيهُ بِكُلِّ قُبْحٍ وَآبَى أَنْ أَكُونَ لَهُ مُجِيبًا يَزِيدُ سَفَاهَةً وَأَزِيدُ حِلْمًا كَعُودٍ زَادُهُ الْإِحْرَاقُ طِيبًا. He says, the fool speaks to me in the ugliest manner. And Allah SWT calls him the foolish people, the ignorant people. وَإِذَا خَاتَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. When the ignorant ones address them, when the foolish ones address them, they say back to them, peace. So the poet says, the fool speaks to me in the ugliest manner. وَآبَى أَنْ أَكُونَ لَهُ مُجِيبًا. But I refuse to give him an answer. يَزِيدُ سَفَاهَةً وَأَزِيدُ حِلْمًا. He increases in his foolishness, and I increase in my forbearance. كَعُودٍ زَادَهُ الْإِحْرَاقُ طِيبًا. Like a piece of oud. You know what's oud? You know the oud, the atar, but it's made from a bark. You get it in India, and you get it in Cambodia. Al oud al Cambodi, very expensive. And the more you burn it, it says ka'udin zaduhu al ihraq tiba, like a piece of oud. The more you burn it, the sweeter it smells. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like the oud in controlling our anger. Inshallah, we've got another 8 points that I'm going to deal with, inshallah, next week. From the beginning, we're just going to finish those 8 points. And from then on, may Allah make us of those that are kaldhimin al-ghayd, controlling of their anger after spending in the path of Allah. Wal-afina anil nas, and forgiving people. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsineen. And that Allah make us of those whom He loves, of the excellent doers, inside of Ramadan and outside of Ramadan, until the next Ramadan, until Allah takes us from this world and returns us to Him. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله يخاطبني السفيه بكل قبح وآبى أن أكون له مجيبا يزيد سفاهة وأزيد حلما كعود زاده الإحراق طيبا وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وسارعوا إلى مغفرة من ربكم وجنة عرضها السماوات والأرض أعدت للمتقين الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء والكاظمين الغيظ والعافين عن الناس والله يحب المحسنين صدق الله العظيم. فيا أخوة الأفاضل، نحن على وشك الدخول في الشهر المبارك، في شهر رمضان، في شهر الصيام والقيام. وما هو الصوم؟ الصوم لغة الإمساك، وحقيقة عندما نصوم نحن نمسك عن أنفسنا، عن غضبنا، عن شهواتنا. ولهذا قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يسخف، فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني امرؤ صائم. فلنتدرب على هذا الإمساك، وأن نكون من كاظم الغيظ والعافين عن الناس، وأن نكون من المحسنين. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين، وفي الضفة الغربية يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم حرم المسجد الأقصى من أيدي الصهاينة يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، يا جبار يا رحمن، برحمتك نستغيث ومن عذابك نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، اللهم اشف مرضانا، وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استو اعتدلوا أثابني وأثابكم الله Straighten the lines. Close all the gaps. Allahu Akbar. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره الله سمي الله لمن حمده الله 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 أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس الله أكبر سمي الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله 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 أكبر إلا الله
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين